This week, House Judiciary Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner began hearings to determine whether or not last week's raid on Louisiana Representative William Jefferson's Capitol Hill office was constitutional. Jefferson is accused of accepting bribes of more than $100,000 in exchange for his influence in a multinational African telecommunications deal. Among other things, the FBI found money hidden in the congressman's freezer. Jefferson proclaims his innocence and insists there is still his side of the story. But commentator Deborah Mathis says, as the evidence mounts, his side of the story may in the end sound the same.
Here's hoping there's been some horrible mistake in the case shaping up against Congressman William Jefferson. Here's hoping he was conducting some kind of sting of his own in that meeting last summer in which the FBI allegedly videotaped a Louisiana Democrat taking $100,000 in payoffs. Here's hoping it was some kind of eccentricity that led Jefferson to wrap $90,000 in aluminum foil and stash it in his refrigerator freezer, or a science experiment. Here's hoping the two folk who've already pleaded guilty to bribing the long-term congressman for business hookups in Africa got the wrong William or the wrong Jefferson or confused the terminology. It was jiving him. Yeah, they meant they were guilty of jiving him. Here's hoping that the FBI is just hyping it up when it says Jefferson might have been involved in at least 7 other bribery schemes. But if we must defer to what is probable rather than what is hopeful, I've got to say it doesn't look good for the man from the Bayou State. And by extension, it doesn't look good for the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, which he chairs and which has got to be a little antsy by now. And by extension, not good for the Democratic Party. And by further extension, not good for Capitol Hill. Why, that was no gunshot that cleared the place last week. That was the stink bomb of corruption going off. Oddly, for these archly partisan times, Speaker Dennis Hastert, the top Republican in the House, leapt to Jefferson's defense. Actually, it was to the defense of the legislative branch's right to keep some things off limits from agents of the executive branch, like the FBI. The argument is that the G-Men's raid of Jefferson's office breached the separation of powers prescribed in the Constitution. So here's hoping that that's what they're really concerned about, protecting the Constitution, and not what the Jefferson raid bodes for others in Congress. Here's hoping the raid has not occasioned the biggest shredding party since Fawn Hall put in overtime for Oliver North. If the allegations are true, Jefferson is a huge disappointment because he is a crook. He was recognized for his brilliance and his mastery of the law. He came through Harvard Law School, for goodness sake. He's sharp and cool and studious. He could have been a contender. If the allegations aren't true, then Jefferson is a huge disappointment because he is a dolt. What else accounts for an innocent man behaving so suspiciously? Could he be that unlucky? Here's hoping none of the men and women on Capitol Hill are actually abusing their power and privilege or engaging in quid pro quo or using political office as a toy box. Here's hoping we will all live forever.
Deborah Mathis is a syndicated columnist and a professor at the Medill School of Journalism at Northwestern University.